The two men who want to occupy the White House next year offered their version of or vision on the economy and creating jobs in the first of three presidential debates.
I believe that the economy works best when middle-class families are getting tax breaks so that they've got some money in their pockets.
I do want to reduce the burden being paid by middle-income Americans. And to do that, that also means I cannot reduce the burden paid by high-income Americans.
Joining us live this morning, Larry Sabato, director of the University of Virginia Center for Politics. Professor, the consensus this morning is that Mitt Romney did very well last night, the president not quite so much. Is it enough to change the dynamics of the race?
Well, I agree with the consensus, first of all. I think there was a big gap in debate performances, and President Obama has a lot of work to do. But let's remember, this is part of a series. You have three presidential debates, a vice presidential debate, and so generally voters see them as episodes, debate episodes, assuming they're following them and tens of millions watch. Some people say 50 million, some people say 60 million. We'll find out shortly. My view is that it had to move the needle somewhat. I just don't know exactly how much, because most of the people watching were dug in. They're partisans. They tuned in to cheer for their side. Obviously, Republicans have a spring in their step this morning because they got what they paid for, even though they didn't pay for it. They got what they paid for in watching the debate, and they were thrilled by Romney's performance. He came alive. His campaign came alive, and Democrats have lost the spring in their step, at least temporarily, but there's another debate next week.
So in this World Series of debates that we have for the presidency here, as you look at it, Larry, and the other debates as they line up, what impact could it have on the battleground states, including Virginia, if many of the voters, as you say, are already dug in and have made their decision?
Well, it has less impact than in a year when voters aren't so polarized. That's obvious. But that's not to say there's no impact. Again, if Romney continues pummeling Obama the way he did last night, I think it will have a major impact on the outcome of the election. But that's a big if. I mean, that assumes that President Obama can't improve his performance. It would be hard to do worse than he did last night. And there's a consensus on that. From left to right, there's almost nobody saying that Obama came close to Romney. I'll tell you where I'm really looking. It's not Virginia. It's Colorado. That's where the debate was. And unlike Virginia, which has an Obama edge right now, Colorado is 50-50. If this debate had any impact on a swing state, look to Colorado.
Got a quick 30 seconds left. I want to ask you about new polling data in Virginia showing Tim Kaine leading George Allen 49-44% in the Senate race.
Yes, and there have been a whole series of polls that have had Kaine ahead. In fact, Kaine has now moved ahead of Obama. That is, he seems to be getting what we had suggested might happen all along, a slice of the Romney vote. Not a big slice, it's 1% or 2%, but it means that Romney would have to carry Virginia by a decent margin to pull George Allen in.
All right, thanks for watching the World Series of Debates with us, Larry.
Absolutely, wouldn't miss a game.